SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Former US President Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual abuse, the latest in a wave of scandals surrounding the billionaire-turned-politician. Magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll has won her case against Mr. Trump, who she accused of sexually assaulting her in a Manhattan department store in the mid-1990s and then defaming her online by calling her a liar. Supporters gathered outside the Manhattan Federal Court, holding signs of support for Ms. Carroll and expressing their thanks as she exited the court.
How are you doing?
You are so brave
and beautiful. Thank you.
Please just give us a little room, please.
Thank you so much.
Back up. Just give a room to the car, please. Watch the car. Watch the car. We don't want anyone getting hurt.
And you will, E. Jean?
Thank you, E. Jean.
How do you feel, E.
Jean? Thank you very much. We have so much respect for you.
It's not the first time accusations of sexual misconduct have been levelled against Mr. Trump. Jurors also heard from two other women in the trial who said Trump sexually assaulted them in separate incidents decades ago. Trump also denies those claims. Ms. Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, showed the court the now familiar Hollywood Access tape from 2005, where Trump is found to be making inappropriate sexual comments about women.
You do say in the video that you, quote, moved on her heavily.
I did say that, yes, okay. Absolutely.
And you say, and again, this has become very famous in this video, I just start kissing them, it's like a magnet, just kiss, I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the you can do anything. That's what you said, correct?
Well, historically, that's true with stars.
Mr. Trump has been found liable for sexual abuse, but the jury did not find that Mr. Trump raped Ms. Carroll. The civil verdict means the former president must pay Ms. Carroll $5 million in damages, but does not face criminal charges. Ms. Carroll was required to establish her rape claim by a preponderance of the evidence, meaning more likely than not, rather than the higher standard used in criminal cases of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Despite being found guilty, Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied knowing Ms. Carroll, saying on social media that he has absolutely no idea who she is. He has condemned the verdict on his self-created social media platform, Truth Social account.
Very unfair trial. I have absolutely no idea who this woman is. This verdict is a disgrace, a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time.
The former president plans to appeal the verdict. He will not have to pay compensation while the case is on appeal. Mr. Trump's lawyer, Joe Tacopina, addressed reporters outside the Manhattan Federal Court. He says the Hollywood Access tape should not have formed part of the case against Mr. Trump.
I think it's an inconsistent verdict, right? And it's something that obviously will be another issue for appeal. But Jim, the issue for the appeals were laid really months ago when things like, you know, Donald Trump's attempt to have the dress tested for DNA after they sent it into a lab and didn't come up with semen. I think that's something that was important. The Access Hollywood tape should not have come into this case. There's a federal rule called 403 that balances out inflammatory and prejudicial things, and that certainly was one of them. So, but there's plenty of issues to appeal. And look, that's what happens, right?
In his deposition video shown in the courtroom, Mr. Trump responds to Ms. Kaplan regarding claims he made that Ms. Carroll said in an interview that she enjoyed being sexually assaulted. Ms. Kaplan said Ms. Carroll said in the interview that it was a view many other people hold. Mr. Trump went on to defend comments he made about Ms. Carroll, despite saying that they were politically incorrect.
She's accusing me of rape. A woman that I have no idea who she is. It came out of the blue. She's accusing me of rape, of raping her. The worst thing you can do, the worst charge. And you know it's not true, too. You're a political operative also. You're a disgrace. But she's accusing me, and so are you, of rape. And it never took place. And I will tell you, I made that statement and I said, well, it's politically incorrect. She's not my type. And that's 100% true. She's not my type.
Mr. Trump has been absent at the trial, which began on April 25th. During the trial, one of Ms. Carroll's lawyers told jurors they should draw the conclusion that it's because he's guilty. Despite being subject to various legal charges, Mr. Trump remains a front-runner for the Republican presidential nomination. He became the first former US president to face criminal charges when a New York jury indicted him for allegedly falsifying business records in connection with a hush money payment made to a porn star before his 2016 election victory. Journalist Mike Sizak has been following the case for the Associated Press and spoke outside the federal court in Manhattan.
Now the question is, why did the jury find on most of the counts but not on the rape count? And that is for the jury to answer, but these jurors are anonymous and it will be up to them to come forward. They talk to legal experts and some will say that there, in a lot of people's minds, is a higher standard for this grave allegation of rape. That said, this jury did return a damning verdict for Donald Trump, the former president. They did everything but brand him a rapist. And that was perhaps the one silver lining that the defense took away from this case.
Mr. Sizak says Trump's response to the verdict echoes the same sentiment that has followed other charges leveled against him.
E. Jean Carroll, in the courtroom as the verdict was being read, nodded along with the court clerk who was reading it. She did not comment. Her lawyer did not comment. Donald Trump has commented. He says he will appeal. He says that this is a travesty and a part of a politically motivated witch hunt. The same refrain he's said about all the legal trouble he faces.
After the verdict was read, the judge suggested the jurors each maintain their anonymity and asked them not to reveal the identities of other jury members. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.